I'm just ignorant. I ain't crazy, I'm just ignorant.
Welcome up to the Unusual Thoughts Podcast.
Yeah. Yo, we are back. So, first things first, I have to let y'all know that I probably sound terrible because I am sick. I sound terrible. I feel terrible. I look even more terrible. How you say it? Maybe it's just more terrible and I'm just going to ride with this. So, and I feel even more terrible. So, don't judge me if you hear me cough, sneeze, snot, whatever the case may be throughout this episode. Let it ride because I'm trying, man. But I got my orange juice, I got my Theraflu, I got my water, I got my NyQuil pills or whatever. So I got everything I need to make it through this episode. So don't judge me. I'm gonna be upbeat. I'm gonna be got some good things to discuss this week, so going to be a good episode, man, and y'all already know how we start off every week. Y'all know we got to start off with the unusual thought of the week, and I'll be right back at you. Okay, so this is the unusual thought of the week, and over the first 9 episodes, I guess you could say I was kind of serious about all the unusual thoughts of the week, man, but I am a all-over-the-place kind of dude, man, and I have to make these all over the place as well, so this is going to be a little bit different. So, it's 2019, and we are in a different field when it comes to dating. We are just in a different field, man. Dating is, to say the least, is crazy. Just to say the least. And man, listen, I'm a single man, and really at the moment I'm not really in search of anything. I'm really focused on trying to build this platform up and trying to do some other things to where I can help people around me. So I'm really not in search of anything at the moment. So I already know y'all saying, yeah, he just want to fuck, blah, blah, blah. I don't even want that from you. Keep that to yourself as well. Everything that you got to offer, you can keep it. Like, I'm just not that interested. I'm not that interested in it at the moment. But that's a little bit off topic, but anywho, what I want to say, and I'm speaking to the ladies this week, so that's why, I guess that's why I went down the road, but I'm speaking to the ladies this week, and I want y'all to do me a favor. Say what you mean, and mean what you say. Women these days are so quick, well, throughout, I think for a long time, women are so quick to say men are stupid, but then y'all will turn around in the same breath and want us to play a damn guessing game, the guessing game that's in your head. It's not a known guessing game. It's just a guessing game that's in your fucked up brain, however you want to put it together. And it's hilarious to me. Okay, I'll give you an example. So, years ago, I was dating a woman, and when we first started, we just started conversing back and forth. She would tell me that I don't like flowers. I was like, well, most women do. But I'm not like most women, so don't buy me no flowers. Okay, so me being the person I am, I was like, no, I'm not going to believe that. Let me buy her these damn flowers every once in a while just to show her that I'm thinking about her, show her that I, you know what I'm saying, that I care, I guess you could say, whatever the case may be. So for 6 months, I would buy her flowers. I would buy her flowers. And for 6 months, this nigga would just let them die. She would lay them on the stove. She would lay them on the table. Hell, even one time, I went to a house, I bought her flowers. I stayed that night. She put them on the couch. I went back to her house like 2 or 3 days later. Them damn flowers were still on the couch. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not gonna buy no more flowers. I'm not, like, this is pointless. I'm wasting my money. She don't care about them. So what's the point? I'm not going to do it no more. I even went so far one time to buy orchids, because orchids cost a little bit of money. Well, I bought, well, the ones that I bought, I had to pay a little bit for them. A couple $100 for those orchids. So, and it stayed alive for a while, but that's just because orchids stay alive. I would go over there and flower the damn thing, but she didn't care about it. It was pretty, but she was like, oh, this pretty nice, thank you, blah, blah. And she just, whatever. So eventually I was like, fuck it, I'm not buying no more flowers. Bullshit you not. 2 months in, I ain't got no flowers in a while. You act like you don't like me no more. My nigga, you just literally let all these flowers die. And the fact that I don't buy them no more, now you want to get in your feelings about it. Well, it was nice of you to do. Well, my nigga, you act like you can't in. You just let them die. But you wanted me to get play this. So what I mean is, like, y'all want us to play this guessing game to where I don't even know if it's a win for a man. Because, okay, let's say we do play this fucked up guessing game that's in your mind. And as a man, we pretty much, I ain't gonna say we one-track minded. A lot of times we are. A lot of us are one-track minded. But let's just say this guessing game that you want us to play, we choose the wrong thing and we guess wrong. And now you mad at us for guessing wrong. When the only thing your black ass had to do was just tell me what you want. Instead of me playing a guessing game all around the bush like, well, she said this. Okay, I think she means this over here, though. But shit, if I guess wrong, now you mad. Lady, let me tell you something. You ain't got no reason to be mad at me for playing a guessing game that I didn't even want to be a part of when I asked you from the jump what you want. It's the simplest shit, even food. I can ask you what you want to eat. It don't matter. I'll let you choose. You choose. Then I choose somewhere that I want to eat. I don't really want that tonight. Well, motherfucker, what do you want then? I asked you before I even said what I wanted. I asked you, so just say it. Instead of this fucked up guessing game that I'm just not going to win, because just to be clear with you, I'm not even trying to win this game because I don't want to think that hard. And so y'all try to be so complex in between, in and out, all this bullshit, bro. Say what you want. Ladies, that's all we want y'all to do. Y'all quit to call us dumb, which we're not dumb. May not be as smart as you, but we're not dumb. Don't get it twisted. Please don't play yourself and think that men are dumb, because we're not. So, all I'm asking for women to do for me, and for any other man out there, say what you want. Let's not go back and forth about it. Don't get mad at me for choosing wrong. Just don't. Because this, like, you're mad at me for something I had no control over. You're mad at me for something that's in your head. And I don't understand how you do that to me. You're mad at me for something, for the guessing game that you're playing that I didn't, once again, did not ask to be a part of. So, ladies, this week, what I need y'all to do, say what you mean what you say. Because we all trying to get to the same point. We all want to be happy. We all want to be loving and all those things. So say what you mean. That way, we can all get to the same point together and be happy. Unusual. Okay, coming off of the unusual thought of the week, man, we're going to go into a topic that's, I guess you could say similar, but I'm going to talk about myself a little bit in this one. I want to talk about communication this week and pretty much me being self-aware, I try to be self-aware about a lot of things in my life, about all things in my life, and I try to be honest with myself, and I honestly know that I am a terrible communicator. Like, absolutely, I'm a bad communicator. And my reason for thinking that is sometimes I don't get to my point and I don't make it clear of what I'm thinking or not thinking. Or sometimes I can just come off combative and unknowingly, like I just come off combative and I don't even know it. So that makes me, for me, I think I'm a bad communicator. So, and I want to get better at it. I try to every day. Try to be mindful and try to strive to be better at communicating, because sometimes I just know I'm not. Well, yeah, sometimes I know I'm not. So It's been a lot of reasons, like, and it goes that way with friends and family, in relationships. I'm not a great communicator, and I just want to get better at it because I think once I get better at it, it can just help me out. It can help me out and help people around me. And with my friends and family, I'm not a good communicator because I'll just disappear on them. Like, sometimes it's not that I'm mad about anything. It's not that I'm upset or feeling some type of way, but I like alone time. Like, I tell people this sometimes. Like, I love people and people love me. Like, I love random conversation. I love conversing with people just to try to get information, and I don't mind it. But I love my alone time way more than I love people. Like, if you gave me a choice of what I want to go kick it with a lot of people or go kick it with me and maybe just Tay, I'll do that all day. Like, I'd rather be by myself, me by myself, or me with Tay. I'd rather do that more than anything else. So I love my alone time more than anything else. So sometimes my friends and my family, they worry or they think something is wrong with me because I do not communicate with them. Like, I will literally fall off the face of the earth and won't give nobody a heads up. I'll just disappear. And I do it a lot of times. Like, I got off Facebook for like 2.5 years, so nobody would know where I was. I get off Instagram for 8 months or a year just for me to try to stay sane in an insane world. Like, this world is so clouded and so convoluted that sometimes I just need my brain to myself. Like, I don't need it to be, I don't need nobody else's opinion, nobody else's anything. I don't want to see it, nor do I want to hear it. So I tend to just fall off the face of the earth. So I tend to, it makes me a bad communicator because people get worried about me. Now, in relationships, sometimes I tend to be long-winded with things that I'm trying to get across. Like, if there's a misunderstanding between me and my lady friend or my woman that I'm with at the time, I will talk around the subject instead of getting right to it. So it's two things with me. Like, I think it's two things with me. It's either I'm going to talk around it or I'm going to come off rude and insensitive. Like, I'm trying to find that balance to where I don't come off insensitive, but I don't talk around the subject. And because for most of my life, I have been a person that however I think of it in my mind, that's the way it comes out my mouth. And when doing that, sometimes I know I come off rude and insensitive. Like, in my last relationship, something happened, and our relationship ended for a reason that I'm just not going to discuss. I'm not going to give every detail about it. But when something happened in our relationship one time, I can remember me and her discussing it. And I said something, and immediately when I said it, I knew that it was rude and insensitive. And I didn't mean it like that, but it's just the way it came out. And I even to this day, like, we don't talk often, but when we talk, we're fine now. Like, ain't no beef or nothing, but I don't even think to this day she truly understands what I was trying to say to her. Because like I said, after that, like I said, I knew I was rude and insensitive. So I understood why she was even mad at me. Like, even though initially I had a right to feel some type of way about it, but then the way that I said it immediately put her on the defense, and I understood it. So like I said, I in my own head, I knew it was rude. So one of the reasons for starting this podcast is just giving me a reason. Like, I have to think about stuff and I pay attention to different things that's going on in the world. And I can't just get on here and just say it. I have to take the time to prepare for my show. I have to take the time to sit down and think about what I'm going to say. I have to write it. And then when I write it, I'll read it to myself and I'll be like, no, you can't say it like that. Okay, try to find a way to say it, getting your point across, but make it possible for people to digest it and understand what you're saying without coming off insensitive. So I know that I got to get better at communicating. And whenever I'm not communicating well, like, I know, like I said in my last relationship, she told me, like, this rude, and you made me feel like you weren't there for me, like you thought about yourself more than what she needed at the time. And a piece of that is true. Like, I can be honest with you, a piece of that is true, but then also a piece of it was that I did want to be there for her, but I also needed her to understand where I was coming from, too. And so, you know, it's just, once again, it's communicating. So I think a lot of times, and then especially in today's society, like, we do not communicate well. I don't think a lot of people do. I know I don't. But when you get to talking about social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, communication sucks across the board. Like, a person can say one thing, and from that point on, it's rude. Or no, let me say, they are canceled, not ruled out. They're canceled. That's the climate that we're in now. We're in a cancel society where everybody is canceled. So if you say one wrong thing, it's not that I just said something that you may agree, like that you may disagree with. If I say something that you disagree with, I'm canceled, and that's just terrible communication skills from. I think not even from the person that said the thing that was wrong or you may disagree with. It's just bad communication skills with you because you don't even try to consider what they're saying. Like, I guess for me, man, the older I get, and I think I've thought this way for a few years now, I could care less about being right. I don't care about being right. Right or wrong means nothing to me anymore. When I was younger, I used to be like, I got to be right in this argument. I got to be right. I could care less about it. For me, at this point in my life, I'm more about understanding. I want to understand you, and I need you to understand me. And like I said, we may come to a point to where we agree to disagree. But if we do, at least we understand each other. And I think that goes a lot further than me being right or you being right or me being wrong. Like, it just, the understanding between two parties goes a lot further. So listen, people, and I know you might hear me sniffling a little bit. I've had a cold for the last few days, man, and I recorded. This is my third or fourth time recording this show because all the other ones I was sniffling, coughing, snot was everywhere, so I had to record it. So I apologize again for that. But like I was just saying, though, like, understanding is the biggest. I think it's the biggest thing that we all need to do. Like, I think that's where we all can get to a common ground, is that understanding, not talking about being right or wrong. But in order to get to that understanding, we have to. And I always start with myself on different things. Like, we have to get to a better space of communicating. And I know for me, like I said, sometimes I shut down and I talk to people, or I come off combative. Whatever the case may be, I know that I need to find the balance in between. And I think this podcast is helping me do that because it's helping me sit down and think about things and not just say them the way I say it in my mind, but it's helping me sit down and be like, okay, word that differently and trying to be more understanding when you're speaking. So that's something that I practice every day. Or at least I try to practice every day. I can't sit up here and lie like I do it all the time, but at least I try to. And going from that, it's a couple of things that happened this week, man. Like, it's been a funny week. It's been a crazy week, and a couple of things happened that I want to discuss. Like, the first thing, I know it just came out yesterday. Because I am recording this, like I said, I'm recording this a day late. Unfortunately, I started recording on Thursday and it didn't work. I recorded twice on Thursday, recorded yesterday, and it's just my voice. I already sound weird anyway. But then with all the sneezing and coughing and things, it just didn't sound good. So I wanted to make sure that you guys got a good version of me to where my energy was up and everything. So one thing that came out yesterday was Jussie Smollett. Finally, of course, I think we all understood and knew that he lied. And he has been indicted on 16 felony counts. Good for him. I'm just calling it how I see it. Good for him, because to lie about something like that is just disgraceful. So I'm not going to speak much about it, but we'll just have to see how that plays out. But right at this point in time, he has been indicted on 16 felony counts for his story in Chicago. So about the MAGA and all that mess. So I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to go deep into it. To go from there to stay on the Chicago guy, we got R. Kelly that's been going back and forth to jail for the last few weeks. He went to jail a few weeks ago for child molestation or sexual assault or something like that. I'm not sure the exact terms of that, but he bailed out. And then he went back to jail on, child support. He went back to jail on child support. So at the moment, he is out on bond. But the thing that happened that that has really tickled my fancy a little bit was he did an interview this week with Gayle King. And when I tell you Gayle King had the black woman resting face throughout the entire interview that I saw and was looking at him like, nigga, please. If you don't come on, come on, R. Kelly. But it was absolutely, that whole interview, it's just comedy to me. It's absolute comedy. And for me, I can be honest, and I'll be honest with you guys, at this point, there's no reason to interview R. Kelly. There's absolutely no reason for you to sit down in front of R. Kelly and interview him. The only reason I think you're doing this is simply because you want clicks to your page and you want your ratings. There's no other reason. Because he's not going to get on your interview and admit to anything. He's not going to confess to anything. All he's going to do is talk around the points and really not answer anything. So what was the point? I think it was episode 2 where I spoke about R. Kelly. Like I said in there, when his docuseries came out, just like this interview and everything else, doesn't change my point of view on R. Kelly. It doesn't. He's been a piece of shit. He's been a piece of shit for 30 years now. For 30 years, R. Kelly has been a bag of shit. So these interviews and these docuseries does nothing for me. All it's done for me is put a face behind some of these stories and put parents with some of these stories. But like I said in episode 2, I look at R. Kelly the same. I blame him. But when I sit down and I look at these stories, I'm like, it's hard for me not to lay some of the blame at the feet of these parents. It's hard for me to do that. It's hard for me not to do that. Let me say, it's hard for me not to place some of the blame. That doesn't absolve R. Kelly from his sins and what he's done. He's still a piece of shit, and he'll remain a piece of shit. But when I sit here, R. Kelly did his interview this week. And then a couple days, maybe the day after, the two women that he is in a so-called relationship with, they come out and do an interview. And I think those girls are 22, no older than 23. They might be 21, between 21 and 23 years old. The parents are saying that he slept with them before they was 18 years old. So let's say he slept with them when he was 17, when they were 17 years old. I've always stood on this. R. Kelly has never been accused of going around in these communities snatching black girls. He hasn't. He has not done it. He hasn't. You can call him what you want, pedophile. Yeah, I think he's a pedophile. But these parents, let's say these girls are 21 years old. So 4 years ago, they were 17. Why in the fuck are you taking your 17-year-old daughter to an R. Kelly concert and pretty much introducing your daughter, who's 17, to R. Kelly? When that was let's say that's 2015. In 2015, I knew R. Kelly was a piece of shit. All the allegations that you hear now, they were out. This is 1998, early 2000s allegations. So these parents knew all these allegations, but you yet and still, you take your daughter to him. And then you leave your daughter with him at 17. I'm not understanding. So, yes, he's a piece of shit. I think all his managers are pieces of shit. Everybody around that fucking ring of bullshit, all of them are terrible people. But I'm looking as a parent, and I'm like, I have a 7-year-old son. Person can't take my son to the corner store, let alone out of state. A person cannot. It don't matter who it is. It can be... any star, and I won't say no names, but it could be any star you can think of. None of them men, women, or anybody can come to me, come to Tay's mom, can come to any of us and be like, hey, we think your son can be a star. Send him with us. Huh? What? Boy, you want him, you better get you some more plane tickets because I'm coming. She coming. And anybody else that we want to come with him, they're going. You're not taking my son anywhere. So that's why I place some of the blame at the feet of them kids, especially after all these allegations. I'm not sending my son with a person that ain't got no allegations. They can have a clean rap sheet and they can have star. They can be made child stars all over the place and never had no allegations. My son still ain't going with you by himself. Let alone this man has had all these allegations for years. But you have the balls and be like, well, he treated them nice while we was around and it wouldn't be my daughter. Are you fucking stupid? How the fuck do you sound when you just said the man has allegations of all these different crimes, but you have the balls to send your daughter with him? R. Kelly's a piece of shit. And we're going to continuously say that to let y'all understand I'm not placing all the blame at the feet of the parents, but I'm placing some there because it makes no sense to me. These kids, these are children, and it feels like you're selling your kids off for a bag of money. That's what it feels like. And I may be wrong, and I could be wrong, and honest to God, I hope I'm wrong. But that's what it feels like when in 2015, you can take your daughter to a man that's been accused of so many crimes, and you still have the some thought in your mind that he would treat your daughter differently. Now, to the grown women that's out there doing these things, like, because I remember on the docuseries, this is a woman that was 30, I think she was 36, something like that. You left your home, you left your job, and to go live with R. Kelly, and you just got mistreated. Sorry, lady. It's hard for me to feel terrible for you. It's hard for me. Because you left your job, you left your home. Now, him mistreating you is bad, but it ain't against the law. It's just not. It's not right for him to do that. I would never treat nobody like that, nor do I want anybody to be treated like that. But you put yourself in that situation. I know everybody would be like, oh, he manipulated. You manipulated a 36-year-old man? I mean, a woman? Come on now. Like, these kids, I understand they can be manipulated because they hadn't been through anything. But, lady, for you, I'm not rolling with it. Feel bad for you for being mistreated. You said that you went through a lot of different stuff. Feel bad for you. But come on, man. You fishing for something that's, at the end of the day, whether it's right or wrong, that's up to personal opinion, I guess. But we all know that it wasn't against the law. So, like I said, like, R. Kelly is a piece of shit. I wholeheartedly believe that. But these interviews, these docuseries, all this bullshit that y'all are doing, it means nothing because it does not change my perception of R. Kelly. He's been a piece of shit. He's going to remain a piece of shit to me. He is. So unless we put him on the stand to confess some shit, I just don't want to see about it. I don't want to see it. And like I said, with these docuseries, like, they just came out, HBO came out with a series about, well a little documentary about, not R. Kelly, but Michael Jackson and Leaving Neverland. And I'm like, why? Because I'm watching that. I watched that on HBO. And It didn't prove anything to me, nor did it disprove anything to me. It was just motherfuckers up there just talking. It was two grown men just up there just running their damn mouth. You didn't come with no evidence. You didn't come with no facts. You just up there talking. So again, what's the point of this? The point of that, again, clicks and ratings. Bring people to my platform so they can click on the shit, and they're really not getting anything from it. We're just going to do it because it can give us a lot of ratings. And I think that's bullshit to people, especially for you to do that to people like that, especially a Michael Jackson who's dead and gone, whose legacy should be set in stone, and you just want to ruin it. And I got a feeling, some type of feeling inside of me said that over the next few years, they're about to do a lot of our black icons like that. They're going to try to dig up dirt, try to get random stories from people, and dig up dirt on our black icons to make us look at them differently. To where we bully all the real things that's going on in the world, we tend to forget about them because we're talking about this bullshit. Like Oprah saying Michael Jackson is canceled. Oprah, what in that documentary did you see to make you believe that he did do any of these things? He was acquitted back in the day. And like I said, I don't know whether he did it or not. I don't, and I'm not going to wreck my brain and try to figure it out. But what I'm saying, he's acquitted. So we're still going to treat him like he is the person that they accused him to be, even though he was proven not to be that. But you're still going to treat him like that. And then you're going to throw dirt on his name. Why the man is not here? Like, I don't agree with that. And I don't agree with them doing things to discredit our black icons. And we as black people, we feed into it. Like I said, to do the R. Kelly like this, do it all you want to. Talk as badly as you want to about this man, because I believe R. Kelly has done a lot of foul shit in his life. I do believe that. I've personally seen the tape of him sleeping with an underage girl back in the day. I've seen that with my own two eyes. So I personally do believe that he deserves all the criticism that he's getting. But this art, but this Michael Jackson thing has really pissed me off, because like I said, I just feel like they're going to do that to our icons. They're not going to pull up nothing from no Elvis Presley and try to do a story on it. And we all know that he's done a lot of foul shit in his day. They're not going to do that. But they'll dig up some shit about our past icons. We will allow it, because that's what we want to talk about. We'll rather talk about our own than to try to hold them up to a standard forever. And for me, like I said, R. Kelly is a piece of shit. I ain't listen to it. I randomly might listen to a song or two, but I hadn't supported his music in years, because I know the type of person that he is. He's been a piece of shit. He'll forever be a piece of shit. But we cannot allow, we can't allow this to continue to happen, because if it comes out with another documentary about another one of our legends, I'm going to be fairly pissed off. I promise you, I will be fairly pissed off, because it's not fair. We need to let that man rest in peace. Like, I don't want to see no documentary about Prince. That man's legacy should be set where it's set. I don't want to see, and I'm going to tell you the truth, good or bad, because I don't think Prince wants nobody to do that. The way he talked about himself while he was here, I don't think Prince wants anybody to do any type of documentary, whether it's good or bad about him. I don't. So let it be. Let that be what it is, and do not bring it back up. So that's my take on that stuff. Like, I feel some type of way about it. And like I said, it's, hey man, I want us to try to protect our icons in any way that we can. Now, if they did some bullshit and we can prove it, that's one thing. But if we're just going to do what they did to Michael Jackson and just get two people up there just to talk about what their so-called experiences were, I don't think that's fair to anybody. I truly don't. So, man, I'm done with that topic. Protect our icons. That's my, like, protect our icons unless you can literally prove it. Unless you can put it on tape and prove something or anything like that, then I don't want to just go out there and just throwing out random stories about people. So protect our icons. To move on from there, I'm going to jump straight into the NBA, man. Something else that happened this week, man. Congratulations to LeBron James for passing Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list. Now, anybody that knows me know that basketball is by far my first love, and I love the game of basketball more than I love any individual player. Normally, when I speak about basketball on this podcast, I don't write anything down. This is all just off my head because I talk about it so much. So LeBron James passed Michael Jordan this week, and I have to say something that that a lot of LeBron fans, they killed me with. Like, they like to throw out that he passed Michael Jordan. He passed Michael Jordan, so that means that he's better. He passed him in scoring, and he also has more rebounds and assists than Jordan for his career. And since he passed him in scoring, and he's not a scorer, then he's better than Michael Jordan. I'm like, and I asked the guy, I'm like, well, why do you think he's not a scorer? Well, he's not, man. He a pass first type of guy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. LeBron is a scorer. Now, he's not a scorer that in the sense to where he scores in multiple ways. But LeBron has averaged 25 or less, I think, since his second year in the league. Now, to me, he's a one-dimensional scorer. Like, it's either a drive to the bucket, and he's a streaky shooter. But over, like I said, he doesn't score in multiple ways because he still doesn't have, like I said, he's a streaky shooter. Still doesn't have a post game to call his own. Doesn't have a mid-range game. It's either all the way to the bucket, and if I get hot from the outside, I can make a few shots. So, and he still can't shoot free throws. I think he's in the 60s this year, but to me, he is a scorer. Like, I think, now don't get me wrong, he's a great passer. He has over 8,000 assists, over 8,000 rebounds. But when I was sitting there talking to the guy, and I'm like, I said, I get it. Like, he has 30,000 points, over 32,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists. Yeah, all those numbers, they are, in totality, they're better than Jordan's. I said, but let's stop for a second. I said, if you stop for a second, think about this. I said, over his career, if you look at per game stats, LeBron averages one more rebound. Now, Jordan played between, I think he was 6'6". He normally played around 220. LeBron is 6'9". Some of his time, he was 270. 270, around 280. He was a big. So he's way bigger than Jordan. Like Karl Malone size. Way bigger than Jordan. Only averages one more rebound per game. Only one. Oh, my God. He's a way better passer than Jordan. Per game, he only averages two more assists per game than Jordan. Only two more. But let's be clear. Like I told him, I said, let's be understanding about this. Like, it wasn't called upon Jordan to be a passer. It was called upon Jordan to go get a bucket. He passed when he needed to. That's just what he did. And for me, LeBron likes to pass, but I think just as much he likes to pass, he likes to score. And I think LeBron, like the overall player, you can make the argument that he's better, but for me, LeBron James, I'm not a huge fan of him, but to me, in my opinion, he is the second best basketball player I have ever seen put on a pair of shoes. By far. Like, I literally cannot name two or three basketball players that's better than Jordan. I mean, better than LeBron. If you ask me, like, man, like, let's have an argument or let's have a conversation about, okay, who's a better player? There's only one player that I will definitively put in front of LeBron, and I can do that. And I can do it by basketball reasons. Like, you will come at me, I know, like, a lot of LeBron fans come at me with the numbers. I would literally break it down basketball-wise why I personally think Michael Jordan is a better basketball player than LeBron James. Michael Jordan literally has not one weakness on the basketball floor. On either end. He can post up. He can shoot the mid-range. He can shoot the three decently. He just did. At the time, basketball, they just didn't shoot a lot of threes at that time. Driver, passer. Defensively, he was locked down defensive. LeBron, like I said, doesn't have a post game. 6'9", like I say right now, he probably 255, 260. Doesn't have a post game. Still one of the more streakier shooters in the league. Still doesn't have a mid-range game. Still, like, I know over the years, like, they be like, oh, my God, he's a great defender. I'm like, LeBron he's never been a lockdown defender to me. And the fact that they try to throw that in his repertoire is crazy to me because he's never been like, hey, you go get that person, he don't get nothing tonight. He's never been that. He has never. Oh, but he locked down Tony Parker in the finals, then he locked down D. Rose in the Eastern Conference Finals. Don't really mean much to me. You know why it don't mean much to me? Because neither one of those guys, they were both way smaller than LeBron. Number two, neither one of them can shoot. They could not shoot the basketball. So you know what LeBron did? LeBron backed off of him and said, hey, try to get to the bucket. And if you get to the bucket, I'm going to meet you at the backboard. So really wasn't hard to defend them guys. Yeah, they're fast, but LeBron is fast. LeBron is just as fast as them guys. So him controlling them didn't really stand out to me, honestly. like I said, I understand what he did. And he helped Miami win. But it's like, I've never seen him take a Paul George and lock him down and make Paul George go 9 for 26 and end over 25. I've never seen him do it. I've seen Jordan do it. I've seen Kobe do it. Like, I'm going to take your best wing player and I'm going to kill him. But let them tell about LeBron. It's like, oh, he can guard 1 through 5. Okay, you can throw that out there, but has he? He's never guarded a dominant 5 and stopped him. He's never guarded a dominant 4 and stopped him. So let's stop throwing out what we think he can do, and let's go off what he's done. 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists. Great. You will be, the second best basketball player I have ever seen. Like, this is just in my opinion, and I would love to have a conversation with anybody that would try to prove me wrong in that. I don't mind having that conversation, but when you come and talk to me, let's not talk about these numbers. Let's talk about the play. Let's talk about what they do on the court. Let's talk about the play. And of course, numbers going to come up and all those things, but I want to talk about intangibles and things like that. Let's talk about the play of people. Like, that's why I can't wait for the end of the season to finally have this conversation about Dwayne Wade. And I cannot wait. And I'm going to try to get my homeboy Jamal to come on and have a conversation with me, because he's the only guy that has ever made a valid argument to what I think about Dwayne Wade. He's the only guy to ever make a valid argument with me. So I'm hoping to get him on for that, man. So, Jamal, if you hear this, man, I'm reaching out to you at the end of the season to see if we can get together and just do an episode about Dwayne Wade. So, you know, it's LeBron is great, man. And like I said, congratulations to him for passing Jordan. But him simply passing Jordan does not make him a better basketball player than Michael Jordan. It just doesn't. And you ain't hear me one time bring up, oh, he got 6 rings. Don't mention it, because that doesn't define the type of player that you are. Because Charles Barkley is one of my favorite players. Don't have no rings. And he'll forever be one of my favorite players. KG is probably my favorite power. He is my favorite power forward of all time. He only has 1 ring. So rings don't simply start and stop at rings for me. So, like, I look at a lot more than this. So, you know, like I said, LeBron. Great, but let's not just push him over the edge of everything else just to say that he's better than Jordan. Everything else is going on around the league, man. The Lakers are pretty much and fell out the playoffs. I think they are 6 or 6.5 games back. They're just losing, man. They're playing pretty bad. LeBron not playing defense. Nobody's playing defense on their team. Not only him, Rondo. Brandon Ingram is hurt. Kyle Kuzma is hurt. Lonzo Ball hadn't played in forever. So they're just a bad team right now. But the playoff standings are standing up to what I said earlier. Like, Brooklyn is still in the playoffs. I think they're the 5th or 6th seed in the East. So they're holding ground. I think Detroit has moved up to the 8th spot. So, you know, I'm looking forward down the stretch. I think we have about right around 15, 17 games left for each team in the league before the playoffs start. So, like I said, the Lakers are, man, 6 games back with like 16 games left. Gonna be hard for them to make that up. And they're already talking about cutting down LeBron's minutes to monitor his workload. But I thought about a month ago, he was like, playoff LeBron is activated and the shit just went downhill. they won 1 game and the shit went directly downhill. So we'll see how that works out. Who else? The Warriors have been losing, but they're still first in the West. They're still first. They beat the Nuggets last night to give them a 2-game lead on the Nuggets. So I'm pretty sure that they'll end up in first place in the West going into the playoffs. And they had I think Milwaukee has the best record in the league, though. So, you know, we'll have to, down the stretch, we'll see how that works out. Right now, I know earlier I said Paul George was my MVP for this year, but he hurt his shoulder, kind of slid off a little bit. So right now I'm thinking that it'll probably be between Giannis and James Harden. And honestly, it's a toss-up for me. It's a toss-up. I think you can give it to either one of those guys, and nobody can complain. just it's your personal opinion. It's your no, I ain't even gonna say your opinion. It's your personal preference. It's your personal preference. To move from the NBA over the NFL offseason going on. What's his name? Mr. Big Chest, AB, Antonio Brown has been making waves. He was on LeBron's show, The Shop. Talked about Big Ben. We all know how Big Ben is. Big Ben has been babied. I've always thought he was babied by the Steelers organization and to made to feel like he's bigger than the organization. So, and Mr. Big Chest, oh, shit, why the fuck am I calling him that? AB has finally had enough and he wants to be traded. And they had a trade that come out a couple days ago saying he might go to the Bills. He came out and said that was fake news, and then the Bills said they were moving on. A lot of teams, like that I'm hearing it and that I'm reading, a lot of teams are not willing to give up a first-round pick for him. As great as talented as he is, they're not willing to give up a first-round pick because I think they understand, like, hey, man, if you get this guy in here, he comes with some baggage. He comes with some baggage. He comes with an attitude. He comes with, man, like your entire locker room is going to have to adjust to him. And he just came out. He not only did The Shot, but he did his own personal interview with a guy from ESPN to where he was like, if a team is not willing to play by my rules, then don't call my phone. Right? If you're not going to do it my way, then there's no point in you calling me. So it's going to be kind of hard for the Steelers to find someone for him to play next year, or find someone for them to trade him too. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they play out, though. Like, I know a couple of people have, I know Bennett, I think the Patriots are about to trade for Bennett and on the D-line, which will really solidify our D-line. And his brother is considering coming out of retirement and coming to play for the Patriots. And we'll have two set of brothers. We got a set of twins already. And now we might have another set of brothers on our teams. So it makes us that much better. So I hope that goes through. And I hope his brother, I hope Martellus comes out of retirement to be a part of our organization again. So looking forward to that too, man. But we're going to go from there, man. And this week, that's all I got to talk about with sports. Ain't nothing that's going on, man. Bryce Harper, I think I said it once, but Bryce Harper signed this big-ass contract in baseball for like 13 years, $330 million. It's absolutely crazy. When you break it down, it's only like $25 million a year, but it's all guaranteed. $330 million guaranteed. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy to me. So to go from there, man, we're going to go like I said, that's the last thing I'm going to talk about this week. And the only thing else that I got to give you guys is the movie of the week. And this week, I found this movie on Netflix. Really, really good movie, man. Playing around this week, and I came across it. And this movie came out in 2016. And the movie is called The Intent. The Intent, and it's based in London. So they're speaking English, but it's a little bit, you have to pay attention because it's in a London accent. But let me read you the bio. It's called, after burgeoning criminals, guns joins the increasingly violent TIC crew, the gang finds itself dealing with threats from all sides. So like I said, it's a really, really good movie, man. It's about some guys that, some young men that got together, started robbing people in stores just to get some money. And one of the guys in the crew is a undercover cop, and it just all gets really, really crazy. Guns is the lead in the movie, man. Like I said, I don't want to mess up any of their names because, like I said, they're in London, so I don't know how to pronounce their name. So I'm not gonna call out the cast. But if you get a chance, man, go to Netflix, look up The Intent, watch it, and please let me know what you think about it. I think you will enjoy it because it's a really, really good movie. Good acting. It's shot well. It's low budget, but it's shot really, really well. And like the acting is really, really good in it too. So give it a shot. It's called The Intent. And again, man, I want to thank you guys for giving me a piece of your day, lending me your ear. For however long I decided to ramble on about a little bit of nothing every week, man, I appreciate it. Y'all reach out to me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Prisoner of War 10, exactly how it sounds, Prisoner of War 10. reach out to me and let me know what you think. And again, like I say every week, you can fit in. Just be unusual when you do it. I'm out. I'm just gifted. I ain't crazy. I'm just gifted. I ain't crazy. I'm just gifted.